Good morning. Thank you, Terry, and agreeing to let me go first. Sorry for any inconvenience it may cause. I'm new to cotton production or cotton industry. This is my first attempt to introduce myself. Basically, I was working with other team on how guar can be a viable product for the region. And I'm linking this with the cotton, and that's what we are doing in other projects. That's why this is mainly based on secondary data. And we are trying to see whether it can be economically feasible or not. In this project, I have my co-authors, Kulbhushan Grover, Paul Gutierrez, and Joram Robs. All of them are from New Mexico State University. One of the idea in the project is that because of water shortage in the region, southwest region, we are looking for alternative crops that may help sustain the farm profitability and also save water and other resources. One of the example in water shortage we can take is the Ogallala aquifer in that region, including in New Mexico. And because of increasing height or decreasing depth of aquifer, water cost is, irrigation cost is rising. Another issue is related with that is declining crop acreage. In that region, because of rising water cost and other policy issues, growers are not able to irrigate the whole pivot cycle, and they are leaving sometime one third of the cycle unirrigated and other part irrigated. That's the reason why acreage is declining. Similar issue that might have significant impact on the water shortage is the changing climate and basically rising temperature and rainfall, falling rainfall. I've looked at yield, cotton yield. In this example, I am using California, and it looks like yield is highly variable. I will show the graph. Because of that, I mean, to address that issues or enhance the yield, we have tried in the past with the high yielding varieties, which needs higher input intensity and the use of chemicals that may create other issues, changes in tillage practices, including traditional versus no-till, declining farm productivity and profitability. Here I am talking about to address that. Some of the issues tried are crop rotation, and in terms of crop rotation, corn, cotton, grain, sorghum, and other crops are used. This is I am using this as a setting, and what I'm when I say high yielding crop varieties, these are the adoption. That's the pattern. It looks like from 1996 onwards, almost all crop up to by at least 29 or 10, about 90% of the crops are GE crops. Despite that, when you look at the yield, looks like during the from 1917 to 1939, it was consistently increasing, and you can see different pattern. I'm just using just visual observation to see how yield is changing, and looks like in terms of coefficient of variation, it was 30.34, decreased to 28, decreased to 15, and now it is increasing after 1992. That's what I was referring when I say the rising yield variability. In terms of guar, it is another name for guar is cluster bean, and originally, I mean, mainly produced in India and Pakistan, although now many other countries, including China, are producing guar. It was tried in Arizona in 1980s, about 20,000 acres of guar in Arizona, and now produced from somewhere from 20 to 50,000 in Texas. The beneficial feature of this crop is that it adds nitrogen to the soil, or it helps to enhance the soil quality because it is leguminous crop. Other features includes lower demand for irrigation, fertilizer, and pesticide herbicides. It tends to be more competitive and requires less use of those inputs. And its main use, this crop was unknown for long and limited to India and Pakistan. Now it is one of the crop in high demand, mainly because of hydraulic fracking. It is used as a thickening agent in hydraulic fracking, and also it is used in many food products. That's why it is in high demand, because of its attributes, mainly using the guar gum. And looks like demand is rising. This is the imports in the U.S. Those years after 2010, if the demand or import increased substantially because of the increasing use in fracking. And also it is used in food products, but fracking is the main industry that uses this. Looks like to frack one well, it requires about 20,000 pounds of guar gum, which is produced using guar seed, and about 30% of the seed produces, 1 pound of, 3 pound of guar seed produces 1 pound of guar gum. That's why if you have to go by average yield, like 1,000 pounds per acre, then one well can sustain about 6 acres of guar gum. Price, import price is similar. It peaks when we have high demand. India is the major supplier of the or producer of the guar. Second is Pakistan, but it is relatively much smaller than other countries. We import from China, Europe, and many other countries, but their share is less than 1%. That's the total import. In this study, my main objective is to evaluate the economic potential of including guar as a rotation crop in cotton production. And specific objectives we said included basically developing a crop budget. It is in, analysis of enterprise crop budget using published budgets and experiments in New Mexico and Texas, plot experiments to produce the guar gum or guar, evaluate the impact of three representative crop rotation. I am using because in that region, for with cotton, they use sorghum and other crop as a rotation crop, and in some cases they use guar gum also in Texas. For that reason, I am using three representative crop rotation: guar, and cotton. Input use, water, fertilizer, and pesticides. I am using that information to compare. And farm profitability, basically I am using at-risk analysis to simulate the impact of guar on farm profitability, looking at risk and how it impacts. This is the simulated results for mainly for annual returns and two-year average return for the first one is rotation one is cotton after cotton, second rotation sorghum and then cotton, third guar and cotton. Based on these results, these are the estimates given by yield estimates from Texas, India, and experiments in New Mexico. They tried in two places and looks like we can produce about same level of yield in New Mexico as they produce in India at this point, but there are opportunities to enhance yield through different variety selections, timing of seeding and so on. But this is the average yield. Basically here what we see is in the crop budget what I'm using is the variable cost. Looks like guar has the lowest variable cost. Harvesting cost, sorghum has the crop budget published by those two states has lower cost. Irrigation cost is lower for guar. I didn't list here the actual water demand, but looks like cotton water requirement is about 39 acre inch based on FAO data. For guar, I have not found the exact citation, but some references say that it is best for areas where we have rainfall from annual rainfall from 20 to 30 acre inch, of rainfall. In terms of maintenance, it's the same based on their estimates. Fixed cost, same. Total cost is lowest for guar because of those differences. Revenue-wise, total revenue is cotton is highest, and for two-year rotation, if you look at those values, and in terms of net return, guar tends to be, although it yields lower total revenue because of the lower cost, it has higher net return, and overall two-year returns for third rotation is higher, but still, it is not, it involves some risk. Let's look at the risk issue. This is the rotation one, cotton. This is rotation two, sorghum cotton. This is rotation three with guar. And these are the average yield and risk distribution. Probability of losing money in two-year rotation is 43 for cotton. For sorghum, it reduces because of crop rotation looks like 32.2, although the sorghum price is relatively low and tends to be less profitable. Guar cotton is 319, and risk of losing or the risk of zero profit is 10.7%. In that sense, it seems to be relatively more profitable and viable product, but it is not clear whether growers are willing to adopt. But for, to do that, there are other limitations. One of the limitations is that we don't have the supply chain. Value chain is not well developed. There is a factory that processes guar to make guar gum in Brownfield, Texas, in that region. That's the area that they contract out to the farmer. Farmers grow the guar as a one of the crop rotation in dry dryland agriculture without much irrigation. That's why yield is variable. And some of the issues to develop the viable market is, first, we need to have assured market for growers. Insurance is other issue. The price offered by the existing processor is relatively way lower than the price offered to imported product. Average price for imported guar is about 30 cents per pound or higher, but looks like growers there are getting somewhere from 15 to 20, 25 cents per pound. I'm not sure what is going on. Maybe the processor is giving them other services, that's why price is lower, or they have prior contract and might be profitable to the growers. But those are some of the limitations. But if we can develop the supply chain, there is a good chance that this crop could be one of the viable rotation crop for the region. This is the annual import of guar. We import two types of guar products. One is gum. Gum is extracted from the guar seed, and it is 3 pounds of guar seed produces 1 pound of guar gum. And this is the import in terms of seed. I converted using that one-third formula is average. And if to completely replace that import, that many acres we will need to plant the guar for average yield. That's why in terms of demand, there is enough demand. About 1 million acre of guar gum would completely replace the, except for those high import situation, replace the import. How feasible is that is a big question, but as such, if we are willing to invest on developing supply chain and training farmers, investing on varietal development and so on, might have viable product that reduces the water use, that demands less pesticides and chemicals, lower use of fertilizer, and it has a lot of other benefits. That's why it could be a viable crop. Thank you. It is a short presentation. Yes, please, if you have any question. This is my first attempt to know more about the cotton industry. I have not done any research, prior research, and I'm just trying to learn cotton related issues through this project.
Any questions for Ron?
Thank you.